We begin the current daf Masechtas Menachas daf Gimel. We begin on the third line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is we open up our Masechta, our Perek, Kol Menachas Shenikmitzu Shalei Lishma Nikshera Ela Shalei Lebam Shemachayva. If someone goes and does an Avodah by the flour offering, that is the first one, the slaughtering, which in the equivalent by Mincha is the taking the fistful. If he does it Shalei Lishma, does it for the sake of another carbon, then it's going to be kosher, valid, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. The Gemara pointed out on Amud Beis that seemingly that's not like Reb Shimon, because we have a brisa that he says that all menachas, including the menachas chayte, menachas kanos, all types, after kmitza was done shalei lishman, is kosher and even going to fulfill the obligation of the owner. Now, on that, the Gemara went through a discussion and said, can he be like our Mishnah or not? But one thing the Gemara pointed out was Reb Shimon contradicts himself, because the Gemara brought a different brisa that says the same halacha, seemingly, and says that Reb Shimon holds loy al b'am shem chayv. It's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation when he does the mincha shalei lishman. So now the Gemara has three different approaches. In the middle of the first approach, that of Rabbah, it says not a contradiction. The first brayso, which says that all of Lavam Hashem Chayvitz, even if he fulfills his obligation, is to Mashina Kodesh. When one goes from, let's say, a Menchas Machvas, and he says he's doing from Menchas Marcheshas. With there, when you're doing the Machvas, it's a totally different Mincha than Marcheshas. So how can you say you're doing Marcheshas when your actions speak louder than your words that you're saying you're doing for a different Mincha? You're obviously not doing for that, and therefore the words of Shalei Lishma are insignificant. We don't consider it valid at all, and therefore it's not going to be invalidating of the Mincha, and therefore it's going to be even fulfilling the obligation of the owner. In contrast, the second Brice was Tumat Shinu Bailam. When he's doing the Mincha, he's saying, I'm doing it for Reuben, not for Shimon, or Shimon, not for Reuben. Well, there's nothing indicating that which owner he's doing it for the right one or the wrong one. And therefore, his words will be significant to invalidate it, at least to not have it be fulfilling the obligation of the owner. Now, on that, the Gemara was asking on this interpretation of Rabbah, in the opinion of Reb Shimon, to resolve the contradiction, that the premise that he's saying in the words of Reb Shimon, which was this idea of Maisel Mechichen Alau, that, look, the actions are proving that what you're saying is a lie, his interpretation of those words of Reb Shimon, and therefore we don't consider it that invalid thought, we don't consider it valid at all, and therefore the Mincha is actually going to be totally kosher to even fulfill the owner's obligation. So that's where the Gemara has questions, which we're in the middle of asking these types of questions on Rabbah, saying that seemingly there are cases that even though it's obvious that what the person is saying, Shalei Lishma, is not true, because he's doing the right thing, and he's saying he's, quote, doing it for the wrong thing, and yet still we see it does invalidate it, that it does not fulfill the owner's obligation. How could that be? According to Rabbah's premise in Reb Shimon, the halacha should be that it shouldn't invalidate it, because Maaseh Mechichen, what you're doing proves that you're not doing what you're saying, you're doing Shalei Lishma. As the Gemara continues asking on Rabbah, the case of Chatas Ha'if, a bird carbon Chatas, Shehiz Adama Lamata, where he sprayed the blood of that bird carbon on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, L'shem Oilas Sa'if, he's saying it, quote, he's doing it for the purposes of not being a Chatas Ha'if, I'm doing it Shalai Lishma, I want it to be for a bird carbon Ha'if. Now, that has to Gemara, Teratze, it should even be willing to fulfill the obligation of the one who's bringing it as a Chatas Ha'if. Why? Because the Maisel, Maichichen Olam, his activities, his actions are proving the Chatas Ha'if, that it's a Chatas Ha'if, and not what he's claiming, Shalei Lishma, that's a Oilas Ha'if. Because the Oilas Ha'if, if it was really true, like he's saying, oh, I'm doing it as a Oilas Ha'if, Lamal Habaravla, he would have done it on the top half, because Oilas Ha'if has to be done on the top. And moreover, a second point, the Mitzah Habaravla, he would have done it together with the Mitzah, which is squeezing the blood on the wool. And here he didn't do Mitzah, he did Hazav first. And he's doing it on the bottom. Only Chatas Ha'if has A on the bottom and does the Hazab before the Mitzui. So obviously it's a Chatas Ha'if, not a Oilas Ha'if. So why do we say it's not fulfilling the owner's obligation in this situation? Why? It's Maaseh Mechichen. It's obviously that he's not doing Oilas Ha'if and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is Chatas Ha'if. Says Gemara Hachanami. Says Gemara, you're right. In this situation, Reb Shimon would agree that it would even fulfill the owner's obligation. And the Gersa takes the word Ela. What was Reb Shimon's statement that he said in the Brayso we brought on the previous daf on the top of Amud Beis, which we said that he agrees to the halacha of our mission in regards to the opening mission of Masechta Zvachim, that if you do Shalei Lishma, it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. He said, however, but flour offerings are not similar to Zvachim, to animal sacrifices. What that tells you is, he was saying that, yeah, by flour offering, you could do it Shalei Lishma, and it will still be fulfilling the owner's obligation, like we said, when it's Maaseh Mechichen, when the action is proven. So that says the Gemara, Lizvachim. He only was saying that Mincha is not the same as a Zvachim, but V'loi La'ifis, he wasn't saying that flour offerings are not the same as bird offerings. In other words, that yeah, Menachas could be compared to bird offerings in the sense that you could have bird offerings that, even though it's done shelo lishma, will be even fulfilling the owner's obligations. For example, in the case that you just asked from, when the chatas ha'ayv had its blood thrown, sprayed on the bottom half, so to speak, l'shem oila sa'ayv, since it's ma'aseh ma'chichin, therefore, yeah, has the same halacha. The ha'ayv has the same halacha like the mincha. It's just he was saying that mincha is different than zvachim. Zvachim, it's going to be shel oil ma'am shem chayba. But by mincha offerings, and so too by ha'ayv, you could have that it's going to be even oil ma'am shem chayba when it's ma'aseh ma'chichin, like in this case, where obviously the actions are proving you're doing chatas ha'ayv, not oil sa'ayv. The Gemara continues asking on Rabbah in the following case, regarding the holiest level of karbanis that are slaughtered in the north as they're supposed to be, like chatas, asham, oilam. But he's doing it, says the kohen when he's slaughtering, I'm doing l'shem kachim kalm. I'm doing it for a different karban, shalei lishma, for a lower level karban. Ask the Gemara, why is the halacha that it's not fulfilling the owner's obligation, l'ratzu? It should even fulfill his obligation. Why? His activities, his actions are proving that it's a kachim kachim. The kachim kalm, because it would really be the low level kachim that he's claiming with his words that he's doing it for. But darm havavel, he would have done in the south, which we do kachim kalm. So why isn't it fulfilling the owner's obligation? Says the Gemara, no. Eimadam rachman, what does the Torah say regarding kachim kalm? It just tells us af bedarm. They could even be done in the south, meaning the Torah did not designate that kachim kalm have to be in the north, as it did designate regarding chatas, ashim, oil, like the pasuk says by oila, has to be al yerech hamizbech tzafayin on the northern part. So to by chatas, it says it has to be b'makom asher tishchat oila tishchat chatas. And so to by ashim, it also says b'makom asher yishchatu as oila, that's where you slaughter the carbon ashim. Now, so by kachim kalm, it doesn't require the north, but it just says that it could even be done in the north, in the south. But darm b'leib itself and mi amr, does it say that you could only do kachim kalm in the south and not in the north? No, it's not like we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah says shchitas in mechamakam bazar, the slaughtering of kachim kalm could be anywhere in the courtyard, and therefore doing kachim kachim l'shem kachim kalm in the north doesn't prove it's kachim kachim not kachim kalm, because kachim kalm could also be in the north. But the Gemara has a different question. The case of kachim kalm sheshachten badarim l'shem kachim kachim. If someone slaughters a lower level carbon like a shlam in the south, but he's claiming he's doing it for a kachig kachim, like a carbon oilam. On that, as the Gemara, in that case, l'ratzah, it should be fulfilling the owner's obligation even, because ma'asein mechichin aleim, the kachim kalim nenu. Here, the actions do prove that what he's doing is a kachim kalim, the kachig kachim, because it would be kachig kachim, mitzavan abalahu, that is limited to the north. And he's doing it in the south. Obviously, if you're doing it in the south, you're not in the right area of kachim. Obviously, you're really not doing a kachim, and therefore, it shouldn't even be significant to make it like all about Moshe Mechayva. And that's the Gemara no Amri, because Amri people would say, no, they're really kachim, then. Really, it's kachim. And therefore, there's no maisei mechichin, because people could still think the actions are not totally proving this idea. People could say it's really kachim. And this person just violating the parameters of where you could slaughter it, and he's slaughtering this out, but could be really, it's a kachay kachim. That is the Gemara. If that's the case, if you're really going to the points about saying that you can't prove something because maybe the person's just violating, then let's go back to the primary case of Reb Shimon from the Brice in the previous daf. Machvas l'shem archestres nami, then also when you take a shallow pan flour offering to a deep, and he's saying, he's claiming he's doing it for the deep pan flour offering, then you could say, when he's claiming that he's doing it for macheshes, when he's using a machavas, a shallow pan, and he's saying, oh, I'm doing it for macheshes. Amar, you could say, hi b'macheshes nada, we could say, no, maybe really he did vow to do it in a deep pan. And this is doing in the shallow pan. Really, the marcheshesi. Really, it's a minchas marcheshes. It's a deep pan flour offering that he's coming to do. He's just violating the parameters of that mincha and bringing it in a shallow pan. So how could Reb Shimon say that, there's no psul of shaloi lishma by minchas? Because, what do you mean? The actions prove what he's coming to do. On that, it's like, well, based on the answer you just said, you can't say that anymore. How is it proving what type of mincha is? Maybe he's violating the parameters and bringing that mincha in a different type of a pan, just like you said that maybe he's doing the kachim kachim in the southern part of the Azar. And that's his Gemara Hasam over there, in the case of Reb Shimon. Kinami b'marchesh es nader. Even if, let's say, you want to say that he took a vow for a deep pan, kimaisi l'machvas, but when he brings it in the shallow pan, it machvas havi, it becomes that Minchas Machvas. And therefore, it is recognizable that he's lying when he's saying that, oh, I'm doing L'shem Marcheshes. And we were asked, well, maybe he really is a Marcheshes. They say, no, if he's doing it in the shallow pan, it becomes a Minchas Machvas. And therefore, when he's bringing this Minchas Machvas and he's saying he's doing L'shem Marcheshes, we know he's lying. What do you mean knowing? How do you know my Ser Machichin? Maybe really is a Marcheshes, but he's doing it inappropriately. No, it automatically becomes a Minchas Machvas. Okay, now, like we learn in the Mishnah later on, Kof Beis and Beis. Mishnah says, so someone says, I take upon myself responsibility to bring a Minchas Machvas, the shallow pan flour offering. Vehevi b'Marcheshes, instead he brings a deep pan flour offering. Or, b'Marcheshes vehevi b'Machvas, the opposite. He says he's going to bring Marcheshes, he brings a Machvas. Says the Mishnah, Masha hevi, whatever he brought, we'll take it as a nedava. But v'yidei nidroi lo yotzo, he has not fulfilled his vow. Why? Because it actually becomes what he makes it into. So therefore says the Gemara, it's not comparable to the case of Kutcha Kutchim that maybe you violated in the south where, yeah, they're okay, we're not going to know, it's not my Seh Mechichin, and therefore it could become puzzle. It's not for sure that we know he's lying. Whereas the Machavas and Macheshes, you can't say over there the same type of logic because it actually becomes what it is if you do it in that type of pan. But that the Gemara continues asking and says, but wait a second. But then it's still not recognizable to say that it's not going to become possible by mincha. No, to the contrary, we should say, unlike what Reb Shimon said, that we should even invalidate by a flour offering, because we could think that maybe he really is saying the truth. That maybe he took a vow for Minchas Marcheshes, and he's violating and he's bringing the Minchas Machvas. Then you had said back and said, no, who cares? When he brings the Machvas, it becomes a Machvas, and that says, no, maybe not. Because V'dilma Omar, maybe he said that this mincha that I'm bringing is a mincha zu. This mincha I'm going to bring as a marcheshes is what he said. Where there he can't change anymore to bring a minchas machavas. And therefore, actually, when he's doing the kmitza l'shem marcheshes, maybe he really is doing it for what he had originally said. And therefore, it could become possible because there is no maaseh machichin. Ketnan, like we learned over there in the Mishnah, it says that the previous case we quoted from the Mishnah was when he says, hurry a lie. On me, so that's responsibility, but it didn't say what the object is. It was on the person, not on the object. So therefore, whatever he ends up bringing, it becomes that thing. But when he says, zu this, you can't change to anything else. Like the Mishnah says, zu lehevi b'machava says, this flour offering is going to be brought in the shallow pan. Lehevi b'macheshen brings it in the deep pan. Or the opposite, b'machesh vehevi b'machavas, harei zu psula, that is invalid. So maybe that's the case, and therefore we do have to suspect that maybe really is a marcheshes, and therefore it's not my semachich, and therefore it could become poster shloi lishma, just like we say by zvachim. Says the Gemara, you're right. L'Rabban, according to Rabbanan, who say that that's actually, as you're quoting from that Mishnah, that's going to be puzzle, as you're, that was the question from the case of Zu, Hachinami. You're right, that you could say and ask such a question, and therefore say that, okay, it should become puzzle. But you have to remember, us, L'Rab Shimon, our whole discussion is only in the opinion of Rab Shimon. That's what the opinion of Rab is coming to resolve, the contradiction of Rab Shimon in the previous daf. But Kivin Amr Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon says over there, as it's brought over there in that Mishnah of Kov Beis, that if someone says, Harei Olai B'machavas, if it's upon me to bring a Machavas and he brings a Macheshes, he says, Avi De Nidra Yatza. He goes even more than the Chacham. Chacham say, okay, it's going to be kosher, just not fulfilling the obligation. It becomes whatever pen you put into it. Shimon says more. He says, he even fulfilled his obligation of his vow. So says the Gemara, what you see from that is, Amma Kiviyusa Demon of Leklumhu. You see, according to Shimon, the establishment of what type of vessel it is in is not significant. Even to the fact that he fulfills his vow, even though he said a machavas and he brings in marcheshes, it doesn't make a difference. So, therefore, v'loishna amar zu, v'loishna amar lai. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to make a difference if you say, like the case that we're asking from, of, okay, when we say this versus when he says, I take it upon myself. Because it doesn't make a difference what type of pan is brought in anyway. So therefore, when you bring it in a machvas, according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a machvas. And therefore, when he's taking a kmitza, quote, for the name of marcheshes, it's an obvious lie of his thought, which he's verbalizing, that he's obviously not doing that. It doesn't make a difference if he's zu or a lie, because again, according to Reb Shimon, it's not pertinent what type, because even if you can fulfill your vow, which generally you would say, okay, if you take a machavas and bring marcheshes, that's not filling your vow. You might say it's kosher because it takes on the shape or whatever pan you're bringing it in, but what's with his vow? You see, if he says by a lie, when he says a lie on me, on the person, the government, if you're fulfilling his vow, then obviously even then, when it's the chatz, when it's the object, when it's the pan, it doesn't make a difference. He's going to fulfill his vow there too, and therefore it's going to be kosher. And therefore, when he says for the other type, even if there's a type he originally took upon, it doesn't make a difference. That's going to be ma'aseh machichen, and it's going to prove what he's saying is a lie, and therefore that will not be able to invalidate his mincha as we quote him in the previous daf. In contrast, which is where this whole question stemmed from, by zvachim you could say that no, maybe he really is kachay kachim, and he's violating and he's slaughtering in the south, and that's why it's going to be possible, because it's not ma'aseh machichen when he's doing it l'shem kachay kachim, even in the southern part of the Azar. Now, Rashi says, regarding the answers that the Gemara is saying over here, that if one's going to ask, then why don't we say the same thing regarding the previous Gemara's question of chatas a'if? The Gemara should have said the same thing, that, wait, a person could think that's really oilas a'if, and he's just violating it and doing it in the wrong place and doing the wrong type of avodah. And this is Rashi, no, that the Gemara wasn't going to ask, because we don't assume someone's going to do two violations, because by the case of chatas a'if, he would have had to change two things in the halacha. One is because the halacha of hazah that applies to chatas a'if and not oilas a'if, and also because it's being done in the bottom, which is only by the chatas a'if, not the oilas a'if, and therefore the Gemara didn't say that answer to say that, oh, maybe he violated, because that would be two violations, and that we wouldn't assume. But the Gemara continues with the next question, on Rabbah. Elamiata, but if that's the case, like Rabbah's principle, then oila sheshachet l'shem chatas teratzah. When someone takes a carbon oila and he slaughters it, classic shalei l'shma, I'm not bringing as oila, I'm bringing as a chatas, it should still be fulfilling the obligation of the owner whose oila it's supposed to be. Why? The ha'izach avayin akeva. It's ma'aseh machichen. You're obviously lying. What do you mean? The oila is a male and the chatas is a female. So obviously you bring an oila because you bring a male animal. So what's the havamina? Why do we say over there it's la'ol v'alam shem chayv? It's ma'aseh machichen. Says the Gemara, no. Kiven the ikka sar nasi. No, there are chatois, specifically in the case of when the nasi sins, he has to bring a he-goat, the zacharhu, where although it's a karma chatas, he brings a male, so lo yadi, it's not so obvious that it's not going to be a chatas, because there is a chatas that is a male. And that is the Gemara. So let's say Amar, where a person says, I'm going to slaughter it, l'shem chatas yachid. Let's say he says, I'm taking this carbon, it's an oila, and they say, I'm slaughtering it for the chatas of an individual, not of a nasi, a leader of the Jewish people. Ma'ikla meimah, and that says, what are you going to say over there? There you don't have the answer you just said. There we know for sure that a chatas yachid is only female. It's either a she-goat or a she-lamb. There you don't have the answer. There it's obvious, so why over there would the halacha be la'ol b'am shem chayva? Why don't you say it's kasher, and even for the owner's obligation, because it's ma'aseh machichen? But soon moreover, asked the Gemara, chatas yachid, let's say, a person is bringing, a regular person who sins, so he has to bring a chatas, and it has to be a female. And he brings the female animal to the courtyard. Sheshacht l'shem ayla, where he's slaughtering a shalei l'shma, for the purposes of being a karban ayla. What are you going to say over there? Teratze, it should be even fulfilling his obligation. Why? The chatas nekeva v'ayla zachar. He's bringing a chatas, which is nekeva, and the ayla is always going to be a zachar. So obviously he's lying. So my semachichin should say that's not even going to invalidate that shalei l'shma, like Rabbi says in Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, no, it's not my semachichin. Why not? When it's obvious, one's male, one's female. Because machasya, the female lamb, is its female area is covered by alia with the tail. So it's not obvious, not my semachichin. Yeah, if one would investigate, yeah, but it's not obvious. So it's not like the action speaking louder than the words. No one could tell, and therefore we would allow the invalidation of his thought, what he's verbalizing, that he's really bringing in the carbon oil. That's only good if he brings a she-lam. But if let's say he's bringing a she-goat, which doesn't have a tail, Michael, what are you going to say over there? It's obvious that this is a female, that it's a chatas. And he's saying he's bringing a l'shem oila. That's patently false, that he's lying. So why would we say it's like ol b'ilam? It should be even fulfilling his obligation. Michael, man, what are you going to say over there? So El Rather says, Gemara, you're right. In that situation, we don't have an answer. Seemingly, it's ma'aseh machichen. Rather, we give a different answer for the whole question. Between a male and female animal, people don't really pay attention. It's one has to analyze it. When you see an animal, you can't tell just by glancing at it what type it is. And therefore, when he says, oh, I'm doing it with l'shem ayla, no one's going to be able to tell. It could look like he really is doing it, and therefore it could take effect. And therefore, it's going to become possible, shalei l'shma, that it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. Now, the Gemara has a similar line of questioning. Pesach Sheshachta L'Shem Oshem Liratzi. Again, asking on Rabban's interpretation of Rav Shimon. Someone takes a Korban Pesach, 14th of Nisan, slaughters it to be a Korban Oshem. It should still fulfill the obligation of the owner as a Korban Pesach. Why? Dahai ben Shana, Dahai ben Shtayim. One is in its first year, and one is in its second year. They're totally different ages. The Korban Pesach has to be the first year, and the Oshem has to be in its second year. So why? It's obvious that it's different Korbanos, and it should be kosher, and it should fulfill its obligation. Says the Gemara, no. Kimin de ikah asham nazar v'asham mitzayra, since there are two types of ashams, that of the nazar and the mitzayra, which the Torah says keves, and anytime it says keves, it's ben shana, it's in its first year, like the Mishnah teaches Maseftas Para, so loy psikale, it's not so clear. Could be he really is bringing an asham that with this animal in its first year, because it might be asham mitzayra and asham nazar. So therefore, it's going to be possible as shalad hashma not to fulfill his obligation. But the Gemara still asks, but let's say Amal Shum Asham Gezel. Let's say it says clearly, I'm bringing, which is really Karm Pesach, Shaloy Lishma, I'm slaughtering it for it to be an Asham of, as the Pasuk said in Meyikra, person has to steal what he stole, and with that he has to bring an Asham Gezelis. So it's for that he had stole, and he's bringing back Asham Gezelis. Or let's say he's saying, Ulishum Asham Me'ilis. He's saying, oh, it's because he misappropriated from Hegdish, and there he's bringing Karm and Asham. Michael Memo, we're going to say over there. There, those Ashams are the classic two-year-old ashams, as it says over there, aisle, that they're a ram. And here he's bringing a Korban Pesach, which in the first year, obviously, that they're different, so why is it not going to fulfill his obligations? It's my same achichim. Vesu, moreover, asked the Gemara, Asham Gezelos v'asham Me'ilos, who, as we just said, that their halacha is that they have to be in their second year, Shashachnu Shem Pesach, where he's bringing this Asham Gezelos v'asham Me'ilos, and he's saying, oh, I'm slaughtering it as a Korban Pesach. Liratzi, it should be even fulfilling his obligation. The Pesach ben Shana, Pesach is in its first year, Vahani ben Shteisha, and they're in their second year. So why don't you say Masei Mechicha? So rather, like the Gemara said in the previous answer, ben Shana, lebein ben Shteisha, between a one-year-old animal and a two-year-old animal, meaning in its first year or it's in the second year, labadatai de inchi. People are not so discerning. De'ikah ben Shana de Mechzik ben Shtayim. Because there are the animals in its first year that look like they're in their second year, Ve'ka ben Shtayim, Demechzik ben Shana, and there are those in the second year looking in the first year, and therefore it's not Maaseh Mechichin, and that's why it's going to be possible as Shalei Lishma. But the Gemara continues asking, Sar Sheshachta L'Shum Ashram, if someone is bringing a he-goat, and he's saying he's slaughtering it to be a Korban Ashram. Now, an Ashram is only brought from Kvasim, from lambs. Liratzi, so it should be provided his fulfilling his obligation, because the hide semer, the Korban Asham, is a lamb, which has wool. The high sayer, and this he-goat, doesn't have wool, it just has hair. So it's recognizable to everyone that what he's saying is patently false, and therefore it's a lie, and therefore it shouldn't be able to invalidate it, should even fulfilling his obligation, which is what called the principle of Maaseh Mechichin. Why would it be Shalei Olabam Shem Chayva? So Ami, they said, no, because people will say, Dichra Uchmahu, maybe it's what's called a black ram. Basically, what it means to say is maybe the ram had its hair, had its wool shaven off. And that's why it calls it black, because generally the he-goats are black. So it's not recognizable, even though one has wool and one doesn't. But people will say that, oh, maybe really is an animal that has wool. Maybe really is a lamb, but maybe just had its, or a he-goat, and it just, the lamb of the Asham, and maybe just had its hair taken off. So it's not so obvious what he's saying is patently false, and therefore the psul of Shalal Shema will take effect. Mark continues asking, let's say Egel Upar. Let's say someone's bringing a Korban Chatzos, for example, a Par Kohen Mashiach. When the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and he follows on that and he commits that sin, he has to bring a calf or a bull. Shashachnu Shum Pesach V'Ashem. He says, oh, I'm really slaughtering as a Korban Pesach or Korban Ashem, which don't come from the large livestock. It doesn't come from the herd of the calves and the bulls. It comes only from sheep. So liratzi, so it should even be fulfilling his obligation, because the egel upar, a calf and the bull, but Pesach v'ashem lek, you don't have that by Pesach and Hashem. So obviously it's patently false. Why don't you say maaseh mechicha? Says Gemara Yenachanam, you're right. In that situation, the halacha would be, according to Reb Shimon, that it would be an exception to the rule, although he had agreed that the halacha is, by Zvachim, unlike Menachas, that there we don't say maaseh mechicha, and it is going to not fulfill the obligation when it's done shalei lishma. But in this case, he would hold that it would fulfill the owner's obligation as we continue to come in Beis, because umay zvachim, what does Reb Shimon mean when he says that the mincha is not similar to zvachim, and that zvachim, you don't have these exceptions? It meant ripe zvachim, it meant most karbanos. But you're right, like the case you just asked, is one of the exceptions that he will agree that just like Menachas, and we said by Eifes, that if you say maaseh mechichin, that then the halacha will be, even if it's done shalei lishma, it will even fulfill the owner's obligation. So that concludes the interpretation, which was the first answer of the contradiction of Reb Shimon, that of Rabba. Now the Gemara continues with a second approach. Rav Amei says, Loi kasha. It's not a difficulty. The contradiction we had with the two brides of Reb Shimon, if a mincha is brought, shaloi lishma, for a different type, that if it's going to be even fulfilling his obligation or not. Because Khan, the first brice that says it's going to fulfill his obligation, it was became its mincha l'shum mincha, is where he changes from one mincha to another. Let's say he's bringing a minchas machavas, and he says he's bringing it as a marcheshes. That's where it's although that's where he even fulfills his obligation. Khan, the second brice, is became its mincha l'shum zevach, is where he's taking a fistful of the flour offering, and he's saying he's bringing a carbon and animal sacrifice. That's where it's not going to fulfill his obligation, as the Gemara explains. Mincha l'shem mincha, when he changes the designation from one type of mincha to another type, we have a pasuk in Vayikra that says, b'zoyis tayras ha-mincha, that this is the law of the mincha. What does that mean, b'zoyis tayras? Tayra achas l'chala menachas, that there's one law for all flour offerings. So even if he changed from one type, but they're interchangeable, and therefore it's even fulfilling his obligation. But mincha l'shem zevach, when he brings a flour offering for an animal sacrifice, he's saying, I'm bringing a carbon. When he's taking the festival, I'm slaughtering this carbon shlam. V'zoyis tayras ha-mincha v'zevach, like Siv, it doesn't say that this is the law of the mincha and the zevach. And therefore, it is a deviation. It's not the same carbon that he's bringing, which a flower offering, he's saying he's bringing an animal sacrifice. And therefore, it's going to be a psul of shalal lishma, not to fulfill his obligation. However, according to this interpretation of Rava, unlike the interpretation of Rava, the Gemara asks, but v'hai tana, but this tana of Reb Shimon, when he quotes the first brisa, when he says the reason why it's going to fulfill his obligation, he says, m'pnei shemaseh mechichin olea kama. He says the reason is because the actions prove it. And that's why you're saying you're doing it for macheshes, but look, you're obviously doing it for machavas. There are different types of pans. So that's why he said it's all that's going to fulfill the obligation. But if that's the case, then even if a mincha is done l'shem zevach, it should be kasher, because that's also obviously you're not bringing a carbon shlamim, you're obviously bringing a flour offering. So how do we understand, how does Rava interpret the words of Reb Shimon in the Braisa according to his interpretation that it's based on the pasuk of Bezayis Teres HaMincha? So the Gemara says a whole different interpretation according to this interpretation of Rava and then that of Ravashi, unlike Rava who was going along with the literal translation of the Brises. Hachikama says Rava that the interpretation of the Brises is as follows. Afal gav, it's saying an even though that menachas are not the same as zvachim, in other words, even though that if someone takes a kaimetz, a fistful of a machvas, and he's saying he's doing it l'shloi l'shma for a macheshes, the machshava de loy minkara he. Now here Rashi points out that the word loy minkara in the Gemara here is not the same as we had mentioned before, which loy minkara had one connotation. Here it means something different. Here what it means to say is that it's obviously recognizable that it's not what he's saying, because it's maaseh mechichin. It's obviously when it says the machshava de loy minkara he, it's not totally true. To the contrary, it's patently false. So therefore you would think to say, viti pasel, it should be invalid. Because, and this is the point which Rashi points out also, which is by Rava, and then as Ravashi will see shortly, the exact opposite of how Rabbah had been saying his logic, that most definitely we would hold when it's patently false that he's lying, that for sure it's going to be pasel, because he's really doing a deviation. Even so, the interpretation according to Rava, the Braisa is, it's going to even fulfill his obligation. Why? Because v'zoyis tayras ha-mincha. It says in the pasuk, as we just quoted before, that tera achas l'chala menachas, that there's one law for all menachas. So again, it's according to Rava and Ravashi, they hold, not like Rava, that when it's obvious that he's lying, for sure it's going to be apostle. And that's how the Gemara is going to say later on, that the reason why they disagree with Rava is to the contrary. When it's obvious that he's lying, that's when the Torah invalidates it, because people are maybe going to say that you could change the designation of what the carbon is supposed to be. So when it's obviously that he's lying, people are going to say, hey, how's this kosher? So for sure that it's going to be possible. Now, umayav bezvachim einakein. So the question then becomes even stronger now. How does, according to Rava, interpret the Braisa, which it sounds like, that there the halacha would make sense by karbanis, which we said Reb Shimon agrees, by zvachim, by animal sacrifice, that's not going to fulfill his obligation. Why? Because it's, as the words he said, is because they're all the same type of slaughtering. But that, the question is, to the contrary, that's a reason why it should fulfill his obligation, because this is even less problematic than the mincha, because it's not so obvious that he's lying. Because you can't tell, it's the same type of slaughtering. On that, the interpretation, according to Rava, is here also another afagav. Avagav de shchita achas lekulon. even though it's the same type of slaughtering for all of them. And you would think to say, which would make sense, that so it should even fulfill his obligation, because here you shouldn't decree that maybe people are going to say, oh, you're allowed to change the designation by karbanos, because you can't tell. It's not so obvious. Even so, it's not going to fulfill the obligation. Why? Because like Siv, it doesn't say that this is the law of the mincha and the animal sacrifices, which would have told us that it has the same halacha for all menachas and all zavachim. It doesn't say that, only says it by mincha. So that gzeirus akasam, even though essentially really mincha is worse off, because to the contrary, the concept of maisa mechichin should make it even more possible according to Rava and Ravashi. Even so, the gzeirus akasam says all types of menachas are okay, and kashas is zavachim, although it's even in a way better, because they're older, it's not so patently false, it doesn't make a difference. It's still going to be a puzzle that it's not going to fulfill the obligation, because it was done shalei lishma. We don't have the gzeirus hakasa by the zvachim. Now, however, as the Gemara asked on Rava's interpretation, now the Gemara asks on Rava's interpretation of Rava, which his principle was based on why menachas are different, because it has the pasuk tairas. It says the word tairas, which, okay, they're all the same law. That is the Gemara Lemiatim. If that's the case, then chatas chaylev sheshacht l'shem chatas dam. If someone's bringing a karma chatas because he ate forbidden fats, and he says he's slaughtering it because he wants to bring it as a chatas for having consumed blood, something different, a different carbon. Or l'shem chatas of a tzikachav, he's bringing a chatas because he committed idolatry. Or l'shem chatas nazar, he wants to bring the chatas that a nazar has to bring. Or l'shem chatas mitzaryah, he wants to bring it for the chatas mitzaryah has to bring. Ask the Gemara, based on Rav's interpretation, take kashera v'tiratza, it should be valid, and it should even fulfill the owner's obligation, because da'am rachman, the Torah says the same words by chatas, it says, zoyz tairas hachatas, which you should interpret the way Rav did, taira achas l'chal chatas, that is one law for all chatas. So therefore, if you change from one chatas to another, it should still be kosher. So why does the open the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim say, chutz ma'pesach v'na chatas, when you do chatas shalei lishma, it's puzzle. When you do from one chatas to another, it should even be fulfilling his obligation, because it says the word tairas over there. To which Rava answers, he says, L'Rib Shimon, Hachanami. He says, you're right, according to Rib Shimon, that would be the case. It actually would even be fulfilling his obligation, and therefore it's not difficult. L'Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, who that's who the opening Mishnah Masechet Zvachim is going like, that, says the Gemara, Ha'amar Rava, I'm regarding them, Rava said, that it depends. Chatas chaylev sheshacht l'shem chatas dam, when someone slaughters a karma chatas for having eaten forbidden fats, and instead he says he's doing it for a chatas for having consumed blood, or the shem chatas of etzikachavim, or he's saying he's bringing because he committed idolatry, the other halacha is going to be kshera. Says Rava, even the Rabbanu would agree over there, because you didn't uproot the designation of it being a chatas, and it's even fulfilling his obligation, because they're both the same type of chatas. But the shem chatas nazir, that's where the Rabbanu would disagree with Rav Shimon. Let's say he says he's doing it for the chatas that a nazir has to bring, or the shem chatas mitzvah that a mitzvah has to bring, that's where it's going to be invalid. And that's who the Mishnah and the Zvachim is going like. Unlike Rabbi said, you're right, for Rabbi Shimon, all chatois are all the same because it has the word tairas. But in this case, Rabbanu holds it's puzzle because the hani eilis bahadayin inu, which Rashi actually has three interpretations of what this means. Either that the first interpretation is because these chatois, the nazar and mitzvah, when they bring a karma chatas, they bring an eila together with that chatas. They bring more than one carbon. So therefore, one might say that when this person slaughtered his chatas, he was actually slaughtering it for the oila that the nazar brings. So it's going to come out, people are going to think that you could slaughter a chatas shaloi lishma, and it's going to be kasher, because he's doing it even for an oila, which is not the case. And therefore, when you do it even for the chatas of nazar mitzar, it's going to be possible. Or another interpretation he has is that the words are, the hani oilais nindu. The gear says that these chatois are actually oilais. Why? Because when the Nazir and the Mitzvah bring their Karbonis Chatas, it's not coming for any sin that they did, it's just coming to validate them for Kachim, and therefore it doesn't have the same intensity as the Chatas, so therefore that would be considered a Shinui from the real Chatas to these types of Chatas. A third interpretation, which Rashi rejects, he says, some say that the reason why they're Oilois is because by the Nazir and the Mitzvah, they require in the Sachem, libations like a Karbon Oilo, which is not the case by other Karbonis Chatas. Which Rashi says that's not primary because that would only work by Chatas Mitzayra, which the Gemara says Masechtas later on the Tzadim and Beis, it requires Nesachim. But by the Chatas Naz, it doesn't require Nesachim, and therefore that wouldn't be an appropriate interpretation of why they're considered Oilis. Now, however, the Gemara just points out regarding what Rava just said, that Rav Acha Bereid the Rava, Masn La Lukulu, he actually taught all those teachings which we said in the Rabbanan, that even by the Chatas Chela, which was slaughtered for a Chatas Dam, that they actually are all going to be lapsula. They're going to be invalid from sacrificing. why, meaning the answer that Rabbi gave for Rabbi Shimon would still be valid. It's just that he said, according to Rabbanan, some will be kosher, some will not be. On that diversion, Rav Acha ben Rava had said that, no, they're all pasul. Because v'shachat oisa l'chatas, the pasuk says you have to slaughter it for a karmachatas, which means l'shem oisa chatas, it has to be exactly for that karmachatas, and therefore even if you do chatas chelav l'shem chatas dam, he says in the opinion of the Rabbanan that it's going to be pasul, it's not going to be kosher, like it was said from Rava in regards to those cases. So that was the second interpretation and the resolution of the two brises that contradict of Rabbi Shimon. Rav Ashi, I mean, the third approach, he says, loy kasha. No, it's not a contradiction of the two brises of Rabbi Shimon. Khan, the first brise that says it's even alu l'balam Shem Chayim, it's fulfilling his obligation, is because it's machavas l'shur mar cheshes. He doesn't mention the word mincha. It's when he says that I'm going to take this fistful of this shallow pan for the deep pan. What the second brice is, kan bekoim it's minchas machavas l'shem minchas macheshes, where he mentions the word flower offering. I'm going to take the fistful of the shallow, of the flower offering of the shallow pan, for the flower offering of the deep pan, as the Gemara explains. Machavas l'shem macheshes, when he says just the names of the pans, b'monokom machashav, he's having an inappropriate machshava thought regarding pans. Or machshava b'mono loy pasla, a machshava in pans is not invalidating, therefore it's totally kosher, it's even going to fulfill his obligation. But minchas machvas l'shem minchas macheshes, when he has the verbalization of the thought of the flower offering that he's changing, b'mincha the pasul b'machshava k'machashav, he's having the inappropriate thought by the flower offering, which could be invalidated, and therefore it's not going to fulfill his obligation in that situation. Here too, the Gemara asked, as it did on Rava's interpretation, v'hatana, how can you say the reason for the differentiation is because if he mentioned the word mincha or not, but v'hatana, the time of the brice that mentions the first brice of Reb Shimon, which is the one that says it's going to even fulfill his obligation, says a different reason. It says, it says because his actions are speaking louder than his words, and it's disproving what his shaloi l'shma machshava is saying. So therefore the question then becomes on Rav Ashi is, then even when he says minchas machavas for minchas macheshes, which he's saying that's the brice that says it's not going to fulfill the obligation. Why? It should even fulfill his obligation because maaseh machichin. His actions are proving what he's saying is patently false. So the Gemara here, like just like by Rava, the Gemara says hachi kama. This is what the brice was saying. Actually, the concept of maaseh machichin is actually makes things worse. Because it's obviously that he's lying, and therefore sure the Torah says it's going to be puzzle such a carbon, because maybe people are going to say that you're allowed to actually deviate and change. What the Brice is saying is that the mincha is not similar to zvachim. Why? Because by a flower offering, afagav, even though it's worse, tifasl, so therefore it should become puzzle. That's what we said, that no, even so, it's going to be kosher, because you didn't mention the name mincha, you can't make it psul machshava in just a type of a pan. Now, my al-bezvachim einakein. So then the question becomes, what does he mean? Why by karbanis would it not be the same? That it's going to be not fulfilling the obligation over there. Why is it any worse? To the contrary, it should even be better because it doesn't have the problem of maaseh machichim, which makes it patently false. Says the Gemara, like we said, the same interpretation for Rava, it's afagav, it's saying a chiddush in that. It's not making it better. In other words, afagav the shechita achas lekulon, even though really it's one slaughtering for all of them, and zrika achas lekulon, it's all one throwing that all karbanas have, kabbalah achas lekulon, it's all one type of receiving, and therefore you're right. Similarly, by the zvachim, it should even be better off, and it should for sure fulfill the obligation over there. But that's different because there, his machshava was in the activity which could be invalidated. He was talking about the slaughtering or the receiving of the blood. That is just like when it's the same thing essentially, like the case we said by Reb Shimon when he says it's not going to fulfill the obligation when you say the word mincha, because that's something that invalidation can take effect on. Invalidation cannot take effect on pans. And therefore, by the zvachim, it's in the animal itself, in the activity of the avaida, that's something that the psul could take effect. And that's why it's shalai olabam shem chayv over there, same as like a mincha. When you say the mincha, in contrast, the first brisa, who's talking about pans itself, that's the interpretation of the brisa. It's again, it's saying afal gaf. Even though seemingly you would think mincha is worse, it comes out that it's better because ultimately the psul was in pans and you can't make a psul in pans, and therefore it's totally kosher to even fulfill the owner's obligation. Now, however, omale ravacha berid the ravel ravashi. Now the Gemara asks in Rav Ashi's interpretation, charva mishum bululo. Let's say he's making a dry flour offering out of the saito or of a chatas, and he's saying he's doing it to be as a bululo, a mixed flour offering, which the halacha was said that there it's going to, Reb Shimon said it's going to fulfill the obligation. Amayam Reb Shimon, why over there did Reb Shimon say it's going to fulfill the obligation? But here most definitely, it's a machshava in the mincha, because here you can't say it was in the pan, in the type of a container, because those are not the words that he used. And therefore, it's just mentioning the type of the flour offering itself. I mean, usually when you don't see the word mincha, it's a type of a pan. Machavas, macheshes. Here it's not a type of a pan. It's qualifying the type of the flour carbon that it's used, dry or moist. So here it's in the mincha itself. So then why is it all about Hashem Chayiv? That should be the case when he holds Layola, like Ravashi said. Ravashi said to him, because when he says that it should be Blula, Lashum Bila Ba'alma, he just means that something that's totally just mixed up. In other words, since he didn't mention explicitly that he wants to make this mincha chareva for a mincha balula, so he's just saying empty words. He's like saying, I'm doing a fistful for some other random thing, because what do you mean balula? What's balula? Balula means mixed up. And because of that, it's just like the same problem about when you take a type of a pan where you're not doing it something that can be invalidated, and therefore it's even going to fulfill his obligation. On this answer, the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, then why by karbanas, by animal sacrifices, Rib Shimon agree that it's not going to fulfill the obligations? Why is he admit over there? Let's say someone slaughters a carbon oil, l'shum shlamim nami, when he's doing it that it should be for a carbon shlamim, Rib Shimon should hold, it should even fulfill the person who's bringing the oil's obligation. Because you could say that he's saying, well, this obligation of my oil I'm slaughtering, l'shum shlamim ba'alma, to bring peace, to make peace between me and my creator. Because he's just saying shlam, he didn't say zevach shlamim. So why don't you say the same thing over there? He's making peace. So making peace, what does that mean? That's not invalidation. And therefore it should be just like you said, by chavar l'shem blula, so why by oil l'shem shlam, does Reb Shimon agree that's not oil l'bam shem chayva, it should even fulfill his obligation? And that's the Gemara, no, hachay ashtek, can you compare the two? Hasim zevach gufa ikri shlam. There, the sacrifice itself is called shlamim. That's like the pasuk says, "Hamakriv es dam hashlamim." Someone who sacrifices brings near the blood of the shlamim. It says in the pasuk, "Hazerik es dam hashlamim." So when you say l'shem shlamim, you're saying the animal sacrifice. Hacha mincha guva meikir belula. Here, do you think that the flour offering itself is called a mixing? It says v'chal mincha belula b'shemen k'siv. It says any flour offering that it's mixed with oil is what is written. Belula b'shemen ikri. It's called mixed with oil. But l'stam alekri, just being the one that's mixed up, it doesn't call it. And therefore, when he just says l'shem blula, it's like he's saying nothing. That's why it's going to fulfill his obligation. In contrast, by shlamim, with the carbon itself is called shlamim, therefore it will be an invalidation, not to fulfill the oila's owner's obligation. That concludes the three different interpretations of the resolution of the two contradicting braises of Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara says, kula k'rabba lo yamri. Why didn't everyone say l'grabba's interpretation, the first one we brought in the previous daf? Because they say the other rabba, to the contrary. As we said, as we showed that transition between Rava and Ravashi from Rabba, Machshava deminkara pasul rachman, to the contrary. When it's an obviously patently false idea that he's verbalizing, when he's saying he's doing it for the wrong type of a mincha, there is where the Torah invalidates the carbon. Why? So that people should not say, huh, you see a lot of change by the avoid of a carbon, because here he's bringing one type and he's obviously saying for something else, and still we let it. So to the contrary, that's why he didn't say like his interpretation, that that's where it's actually going to fulfill the obligation when it's patently false, that's where it's not going to negatively impact. They say, no, that's the worst type of a case. Karava le'amri, they didn't say like Rava the other two opinions, because v'zayis taris le'mashmuhu. They don't understand, they don't agree with his interpretation of v'zayis taris ha'mincha, because they had the question that the Gemara had asked, what do you mean then, what do you do v'zayis taris ha'chatas? Because we don't find anywhere explicitly which Rava said that, yeah, he wanted to say that would be the case by Rav Shimon, that a chatas chel v'shem chatas nazar would be kosher. We don't find it explicitly anywhere. And we know chatas generally is pasul shel lishma, but why? You should say taira achas l'chal achatas, just like you're saying taira achas l'chal abanachas. And finally, k'ravashi l'amri, they don't all say like Ravashi, v'shem kusha d'rav acha b'rei d'rava, which we just mentioned before, that, well, what do you do in the case of chareva l'shem b'lula? And although he answered, they don't hold of his answer's logic, because they hold that, no, the terminology b'lula is what the mincha is usually called. And therefore, it should invalidate, because there it's regarding the mincha type and not the vessel, and therefore they don't hold of Ravashi's answer. Now, the Gemara says, milsa d'pshiti l'rabba l'hai gisa, something that was obvious to Rabba to one side, which was this idea we mentioned before. Rabbi held that when it's not such an obvious thought, that it's lie, so then it could take effect and it could invalidate the carbon. But if it's patently false, he said it's not even anything significant, it doesn't have substance, and it's not even going to validate, and if it's even going to be olah b'am shem chayva, ula rava l'haigisa, and rava was on the opposite end. He held that, no, to the contrary, a patently false statement, for sure the Torah is going to validate, because then people are going to think to say that you could do a carbon shalei lishma. So regarding this, that to Rabba was obvious one way, Rabba another way, this was a question Rav Hoshea had asked. The Bayer Rav Hoshe, he asked, and some say it's Bayer Rav Hoshe Mirvasi, that he had to ask the Mirvasi, that Mincha L'Shem Zevach, if someone does an Avodah by a flower offering, and he's saying he's doing it for an animal sacrifice. So as you continue top of Dalam and Aleph, Ma'ali Yom Shimon, what would Rav Shimon say in that situation? So on that, he explains his question. Do we say time of the Rebbe Shimon, the reason of Rebbe Shimon, that he says by Menachah is the reason why when you do Shalai Shema it's going to be kosher, is Meshav Machshavah de Minkor Le Paslo, because when it's obvious what he's saying is not true, it's not going to invalidate the way Rabbat interpreted the simple translation of the Braisa. Now, Vaha Machshavah de Minkor, here it's also obvious what he's saying, you can't do a flower offering for an animal sacrifice, and therefore it's going to even fulfill the owner's obligation. But you don't know, maybe no, Tamid Rebbe Shimon, Meshav Nechsib Bezoiz Tarisa Mincha, which is like how Rav had said it, which is because it just says Torah Achas L'chal Menachis, that's why it's kasher. But B'Zevach L'Ksev, it doesn't say that karbanos have the same halacha like flower offerings too, and therefore would be not fulfilling his obligation. Amalei, so on that he said to him, according to this version that was Ravasi answering, Kolom Higanu L'Sev Daita Shal Rishimin, do you think we reached to the end of the understanding of what is his opinion in the first place? Because as we brought in the previous dafim, the contradiction of Rav Shimon. So you ask me according to his opinion, what would he hold? We don't even know his own opinion because there's a contradiction of his opinions in these two different braises. So the Gemara explains that, what do you mean, why was it such a contradiction? Because he doesn't hold of any one of the three terutim the Gemara gave. Karabba le Mishan le, he didn't answer to him like Rabba had answered, Mishum Kosher da Abaya. Abaya had asked on Rabba that was saying the why. What's the difference? You're saying that one Bryce that says, Rav Shimon says, Alu is Shina Kaidish, the Bryce says, that's Lai Alu is Shina Bailim. On that, Abaya had asked, well, what's the difference? The invalidation of Machshava of Minchas learned from Zvachim, and Zvachim both are apostle. So why should it be by Menachah should we differentiate? And although Rabbi gave an answer, but that's what Ravasi didn't agree with that answer, because to the contrary, he holds like Rava that, oh, you can tell me Shina Kodesh is different, because obviously what he's saying is a lie. For sure the Torah will invalidate it, but that people shouldn't think to say that you lie to change. So therefore he didn't hold of Rabbi's answer. He didn't also answer like Rava answered, Mishum Kushab is Teres Achatas, because his answer was based on that Rav Shimon says all Menachas are going to be even fulfilling the obligation when you change from one to another type, because it says Teres Amincha, but then you should say the same thing by Chatas, and we don't. By Chatas we can do from one type to another, it's going to be puzzle. And Kravashi Lemishanli, he didn't answer like Ravashi, Mishum Kushab, Ravachabed Rava, like we brought before, which is with the Chareva L'Shem Belula, where there he says it's going to be all by Mishum Chayva, but why? It's like mentioning the Mincha, because Belula is called the Mincha. And therefore, he didn't hold up any of the answers. He says, how can I answer what would be in Rav Shimon's opinion when we don't even know Rav Shimon's opinion because you have the contradiction between the two braises?